You know, growing up, I noticed a pattern, and even being married, I noticed a pattern, and having friends, I noticed a pattern, and even online in the past, I've noticed a pattern. People think they know you, and they don't know you. It's the wildest thing. It's so wild. It's so bizarro land that if you really get a hold of what I'm telling you, that most people don't really know you. They just project onto you what they think you are and try to get you to accept it. It's crazy. If you notice, it might have been an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or friend or parent. When you realize your parents don't know you, your coworkers don't know you, your boss don't know you, your spouse don't know you, when you wake up to the fact that nobody down here really knows you unless they're born again, spirit filled, they know you. And when you wake up to it, it's like, oh, now it all makes sense. The reason they don't know me, because they can't know me. They have not the same spirit. In order to know another born again, in order to know somebody else, you have to have the same spirit. You have to have the same heart's desire. You know, are you trying to be like Jesus? Are you growing towards Jesus? If their heart's desire is not to be like Jesus, they can't know you. Don't you really think about what I'm saying? I don't care if they're your best friend. They don't know you unless their heart is on the same trajectory as yours. There's no way they can know you because it's two different paths. It's two different kingdoms, two different mindsets. Even if it's somebody, let's say it is somebody who's saved, but their heart's still in the world. You know, there's three kinds of people, the carnal, the unsaved, the carnal Christian, and the Christian. Now, every Christian's been carnal at times. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying. But there's a difference between the spirit-minded and a flesh-minded person. The flesh-minded person is just a brute beast. They're not growing. They're not aware of their inner man. And I know some New Age people say they pay attention to their inner man, but they really don't. Their idea of their inner man is some kind of self-help, New Age theology. But really, if you're aware of your inner man, it's more of the Holy Spirit teaching you and guiding you and convicting, reproving, rebuke, exhorting. It's a whole different ballgame. If you talk to a New Age person that says, hey, I'm awake to my inner man, they're really not aware. They might be more aware, more self-aware than the common person, but They're actually moving towards those who wake up with a different spirit. They move towards self-worship. The people who wake up that aren't born again, they are moving towards self-worship. Who woke them up? How can they wake up? It has to be the anti-spirit. Lucifer, the one who illuminates. There's a lot of people who are illuminated but not saved. They're not born again. And it's a bizarre thing because, and the only thing I can come to the conclusion about this is Hebrews 6, some have tasted, but they didn't drink. They didn't partake. They tasted it, but they didn't. They tasted the truth. They got a chance to enter in, but they rejected it. That's the only thing I can figure is they saw the whole picture, but they rejected Christ. They rejected Jesus. And that's the only thing I can figure. Hebrews 6. Or the devil just gave them some insight to the spirit realm, but it'll never point to Jesus. They'll never say Jesus is God and Jesus alone saves and Jesus came in the flesh and went to the cross and died that you might have life by faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. They might think about Jesus on the cross and he was a good teacher, a good prophet or whatever. But when you start to say Jesus is God, that's when they lose it. But the weird thing is, they'll sit there and worship other stuff as God. They'll worship the tree as God. They'll worship Maitreya or these Hindu gods, false gods. They'll worship them as gods. But when you say Jesus is God, they get mad. But they'll use his name in vain. When they hurt their hand or something, they take a hammer and hit their hand, they'll say his name in vain. Or they get mad. What's the point? The point is, unless they are on the same trajectory, unless they have the same spirit, unless they have the same mindset, how can they know you? They actually think you're faking it. They actually think you're faking. They really believe that. They think it's all a show. They think it's all fake. The unsaved looks at the truly born again believer and thinks they're fake, for real. They'll even say stuff like, how'd you make it through that? How'd you do that? And you say, what are you talking about? I walk by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. Every day is a faith walk. Every day is by faith. They can't understand that because they walk by sight. They're natural, fleshly, earthly, temporal. They're stuck in time. They're stuck in the cycle. Around the mountain, around the mountain, around the mountain. But over the years, what you realize is you say, you come to the conclusion that your wife don't know you, didn't know you. Your parents didn't know you. Your sibling didn't know you. Coworkers, nobody knows you. And you might have one or two that know you in a lifetime, but it's very few. And you wake up and you say, oh, now I know why they don't know me, because it's a different spirit. It's a different spirit. It's a totally different spirit. Something also I noticed that, let's say somebody, if you tell them, you say, look, you don't really don't know me. I'm my outlook and my worldview is not of this world. It's things above, seeking those things above. So let's say there's some woman out there, you say, I set my affections on things above. Yeah, me too. She'll say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. And then you ain't get yoked up with her. And her whole world is set on affections below. She couldn't understand things above if you paid her. If you explained it to her, like you laid it out on a piece of paper on the table and said this, and she doesn't care. She doesn't want to know. But to draw you in, she'll say what she needs to say to pull you into her little trap. But when they get into your world, they really just want into your world to just kill, steal, and destroy. So when they get into your world, they want to steal, kill, and destroy. But they don't know that they are doing that. That's why you can't be mad at them, be bitter. Best thing ever happened to me was going through a divorce and stuff like that, because I realized if we were on the same page, there would never be a divorce. So it wasn't if you could talk to somebody till you're blue in the face, they're not going to get it, and they're not going to set their affections above. They're only going to set their affections below. And so you might say, well, what does that mean? It's a renewal in the inner man day by day. Go back to your childhood. Go back to the Word. Go back to, why do you have these thoughts? Why are you this? Why is this? It's not that you're beating yourself up or anything, but you know that you need to have thoughts that are eternal thoughts, not temporary thoughts. I'm trying to think of a good example. So let's say you're going about your business and a thought comes to your mind that you know is not the truth. So you think about a Bible verse and you say, okay, this is the truth. And so you set your affections above, not on the fake reality down here. That's about the best I can do right now. Maybe like, let's say it was a teenager in school or something, and they're worried about what somebody's thinking about them, how they are viewed by other people. So that don't really matter. What matters is how God views you. Are you doing right before God? Doesn't matter what your friends are thinking. Is your heart right before God? I've actually seen pastors and preachers think they know you when they don't know you. And after you talk to them long enough, or you hang out with them and talk to them, get to know them, their affections are below. But when they preach, that's above. And then, but when they're in their normal everyday life, their affections are below. And it's like, what? It's two different mindsets all together. Yeah, you got to make a living down here. Yeah, you got to take care of your car ship, your body ship, your house ship, your business ship, whatever. You got to maintain. I understand that, but that's not where your affection is. Your affection, even if you're investing, your affection should be freedom. You want to create a flow so that you can be free, so that you can really help other people, really. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just be a small thing. Helping somebody else grow in the inner man is where I think is the most important. But some people are good at helping people clean their house, teach them how to cook, teach them how to do this. I mean, people are good at different things. But I would think the helping, yeah, you can give somebody fish, but once you teach them how to fish, then they don't need you. So if you help somebody in the inner man, you spark the inner man, they don't need you. After about a year or two, they don't need you. And they go on and they help somebody else. But you have to get that inner man. There has to be a spark there. You have to have some kind of spark somewhere, somehow. And then when they get the inner man spark, and they start to grow and they don't need you, then they can start helping other people grow in the inner man. I'm not judging. I'm not beating anybody up. I'm just talking. Next year, I might have a different perspective. But I really believe that most people, unless they're in the same mindset spiritually, they don't know you, and they can't know you, and they'll never know you. Most likely, they'll never know you.